Jeff Weston, one of our hosts here on Category 5 TV, posted this on Facebook this week. Due to a completely avoidable but truly unfortunate mishap, my children are in the market for a new PlayStation 3. I can't find any new ones for under $250, seeing as the kids are paying for it. I need a lower price. Any ideas?
Yep.
Jeff, what happened, man?
So, I've got a mantle that the PlayStation sits
like
on.
Like a fireplace mantle?
Or? Yeah, it's above the fireplace.
Okay.
PlayStation sits there.
Yeah.
All is good. It is secure. It is safe. The kids have been told when your controller dies and you plug it into the cable, you do not use it to play on the PlayStation.
Gotcha.
Use one of our other controllers.
Did they listen, Jeff?
I would, it is painful for me to say that they did not listen. They decided, hey, let's keep playing PlayStation with it plugged in. And then one of them moved a foot too far back.
Oh, no.
And it fell 6 feet and bricked.
And there we have it. I don't know if you can see this screen behind me. It reads, cannot start. The appropriate system storage was not found. And this is all you get?
That was all I got. And so the deal was with my kids that... I will share.
Responsible?
Yes, because it is completely avoidable and it's 100% their fault. They will not be getting a new PlayStation until such time as they can save up the money for 75% of the cost, and then I will pay 25% of the cost. So,
yes, computer. Well, I care too much about your kids to see that happen. We're going to see if we can fix this tonight.
I hope we can.
Okay.
And then you will be Uncle
I hope
Robbie
the kids are
them.
Watching so that I become your favorite. And I hope we can pull this off. Okay, so we've got this PlayStation 3 here, and you know it's an old unit, and the fact is that if you're going to find one new,
it's
good luck for one thing, but it's going to cost you a pretty good penny. You might as well buy a PS4. So why
would
you stick with a PS3?
Like 9 years, I think.
Yeah.
But so I was looking at going for PS3, but they're crazy expensive.
Yeah.
Like the cheapest I could find online for new, because I'm not really interested in used.
Sure.
New was $250. I found a PS... Well,
that's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I found a PS4 for $350. And so I thought, okay,
okay. That puts it into perspective.
You know,
why not a PS4?
Because I've got all disc PS3 games. And even digital versions of games, and I have a couple on here, you need to run an update with that may incur some extra charges to the game to get PS4 compatibility. But a PS4 does not run the PS3 discs.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So I would have to get all new discs and everything. And I'm
new games. You'd have to buy new games.
Well, exactly,
You're basically scrapping your entire game collection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, this warning message, this error message, Jeff, says cannot start because the appropriate system storage was not found. So we have to assume that the hard drive that's built into the PlayStation is probably damaged or something's happened.
From a 6 foot fall, I assume so.
Yeah, and what does the hard drive have on it? Like, is it?
I believe it's 250 gig. There's like 3 or 4 games I think on there.
Okay.
So, which is not a big deal to download those again.
Yeah.
But it's fact that this thing's bricked, and if I got to buy a hard drive.
So it's not so much the data that's on the drive necessarily in your case, more
it's the
fact that it just doesn't work.
Well, yeah, and is it just the hard drive? I mean, there's also processors in there. Are they broken? Yeah. Are there any cables? Is the board in there broken? Like,
there's a laser reader in there too that needs to.
Oh, yeah, so many things can go wrong.
And okay, so the good news is when I look at this, it doesn't look like it's been physically damaged. So there's it's not like it's been crushed or cracked or broken in half. So chances are pretty darn good that the main board in there, it's a computer in all essences, right?
And it is starting up.
Yeah, it powers on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the main board, from what I can see here, is most likely going to be just fine. It's a pretty solid state device.
Mm-hmm.
Things are built into it. They're not, like, you don't have, it's not like a laptop where the RAM modules can come out and you've got to reseat them and everything. And that's part of the whole idea of a console, is it's a solid state kind of system. So that way, you're not going to lose... sorry, we just had a little bit of a problem there, and I apologize for those who are watching live, but our internet is just a little bit wonky, so I'll give you a second to reconnect. So because it's built to be so solid state, you don't have the fear of like a processor popping off of the socket, for example. Okay, a computer, yeah, that could absolutely happen. With this particular device, I don't think we're going to see that as an issue. So that said, it could happen. You could have internal damage, but we're not going to take that approach out the gate because it's pretty tedious to pull the whole thing apart and
get
in
there. Yeah.
There's a lot of videos online. If you do get to the point where you need to disassemble the whole thing, you're going to need a special type of screwdriver, and there are lots of videos online to help you with that. Tonight, because it's saying that we've got a storage system problem, that's really what we're going to look at and see what we can do. Now, I've got an SJ cam here all set up. Let's see if I have... If I fire this up, Jeff, we should be able to actually see some close-ups, and we'll see how that works. Here we go. Make sure it's the right way. There we go.
All right.
So we've got a PlayStation 3 here.
Yep.
Now, the only damage that I can really see, Jeff, is kind of like...
A little
on
bit of
the
scuff.
Bezel here. Yeah. So it doesn't look like we're you know, looking at a completely destroyed system here.
Yeah, exactly.
We know that the hard drive is probably the biggest thing. So, first of all, thinking of the PlayStation 3 or any kind of console device, it's essentially a computer. So we don't want to start messing with it. We don't want to be turning it on, seeing if it comes back, turn it on again, turn it off, turn it back on. Because if... The heads of your hard drive, and let's look at what a hard drive actually looks like internally. And this is an image that was provided by, Remo Software. So you see that read and write head?
Yep.
That's a part of the drive that reads the magnetic platters. And if that has grooved itself into the platter and you keep turning it on, turning it off, that platter's going to spin. That's going to cause etching into the platter itself. It's going to cause permanent unrestorable damage to the hard drive, and you can see it's basically, you know, think about an old record player and the way that those would work.
Exactly.
And so if you scratch the needle into it, it's going to damage it and it's never going to play right again.
Right. And it's funny because when this happened, I was looking at a couple blog posts and stuff saying, you know, what could be done? And a lot of them were saying, turn it off, turn it back on, hold the power button. And I'm going...
Same thing with your computer.
This, not going to do it.
Just don't do it. So smart move. So what do we want to do? We want to get the hard drive out of it, and we want to do two things, but we're going to do them at the same time. We're going to find out if the hard drive works.
Okay.
We're going to find out if we can get the data off of it. And if we can, we're going to do that. But we're also in the process of that going to find out if it is damaged, if we need to replace it, if there's going to be any ongoing problems. Like if it did hit the platter, you might have some really bad sectors.
Exactly.
That's going to cause a problem down the road.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. As I say, we've got this tiny little camera here. Let's see if I can give you a bit of a better view. Okay. So, Jeff, we've got this little tab here, which if we pull that up, and I'm going to let you actually do the work. I've got a screwdriver right here.
All right.
I'll just get you to take out that blue screw.
All right. Perfect.
Now, I've turned off the power already while we were at black there.
Okay.
Okay. So just pull that screw right out. It comes right out.
Is it magnetic or?
The screwdriver is, yes.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. And now, right here, there's this bevel that we don't have to actually do any prying or anything like that. Just drag it like that.
Oh, okay.
Come right off. Okay, and then you'll see that there's a drawer.
That's and that right, drawer, for the hard drive.
Yeah, that drawer lets you pull the hard drive right out.
Okay.
So you can go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Okay, so here is your, what is, in all essence, is a laptop hard drive. It looks like a 120 gig.
Oh, it's 120, okay.
Yeah, 120 gig Toshiba hard drive. We're going to see what this thing turns up. And we're going to do that with Linux.
Oh, okay. Exciting. Okay.
So how do we do this? Ready for it?
I'm ready.
I've got my laptop over here, just a Linux laptop. It's running Ubuntu 16.04. And what we're going to do, I'm going to grab a external chassis that has USB 3.
Okay. Right?
You might use eSATA. Mm-hmm. You don't want USB 2 or USB 1 because it's going to be brutally slow.
Yes.
And you have to remember that as we're about to image every sector of the hard drive, it's more likely to fail during that time.
Right.
Okay. So this is just a Kingston drive that, let's see here. It has a solid state drive in it, but I can remove that solid state drive. And then I have a backplane for SATA headers.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. So this USB device basically converts SATA into the USB 3.
Right.
Okay, USB 3 is fast enough. ESATA is going to be lots of speed for you, 3 gigs a second. Let's just pull the screws off here. You know what I'll do is let's bring this up on the camera here.
Okay.
Do you want to hold that for me?
Sure.
And just right down here, I see 4 screws for the hard drive from the PlayStation 3. So we're just going to pull those out. Don't lose those. We're going to need them. So this process is so that we can safely, or at least more safely, determine if the hard drive has failed, is failing, and at the same time, because we're going to be actually copying it, we're going to be able to... The SJ cam turns off after a couple of minutes' time because we're on battery power. I'm just going to fire that right back up. We'll see that come live again. There we go. Okay. We'll just give that a second. So I'm just going to pull that hard drive out of the chassis. Let's do this on camera. There we go. So it just comes right out once the screws are out.
Simple.
Okay. And then this particular device that converts it, I just put that into the back plane, and now this hard drive is accessible over USB 3.
Wow. Okay? So easy.
It is easy. But the reason that we're doing this in this way is because imaging, or basically doing a data recovery, if you will, is going to make a copy of the drive as it's testing it.
Okay.
So if partway through it does fail, then chances are pretty good that we may have gotten some or all of the data
right
at that point. So and then at least we're going to have a backup that's going to be something that we can fall back on. So I'm just going to plug this into my computer, into the USB 3 port. Make sure you plug it into the right port, because your computer probably has a lot of USB 2 ports, and then maybe one. My laptop has one USB 3 port,
right,
and then 4 USB 2 point something ports.
Can I right? ask what the difference is?
Speed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 2 is 480 megabits a second.
Mm-hmm.
3 is going to be 5 gigabits a second.
Oh, okay.
Up to. So okay, you're going to get significantly faster performance out of that USB 3 port. Okay, so on my laptop here... Let's just bring up the screen for you. Okay, so we're going to do this through the terminal. I'm going to jump into the terminal here, System Tools, Mate Terminal. And there's a tool that we're going to use called DD Rescue. But in order to get that, there's a couple things we need to do. So sudo nano /apt/sources.list, and then enter your password. This is going to allow us to modify our repository list. What we need to do is we need to make sure that the universe repository right here is not commented out, okay? Because this tool that we're going to use is found in the universe repository. So with that not commented, because by default I believe it is commented, then you can hit Control O to save, and then enter, and then Control X. If you get a permissions issue, you forgot to type sudo, because remember, I'm on Ubuntu. If you're on Debian, you can do this using su and be the root user. Okay. So now that I've got the universe repository, we're going to go sudo apt-get-update. That's going to download all of the package information for available packages. There we go. Sudo apt-get install, and then it's actually going to be gdd rescue. Okay, so think about DD in terms of, you know, disk destroyer or whatever you want to call it. DD is a tool that you can use in Linux that will do a sector by sector copy of any device.
Okay,
but DD essentially assumes that the source is not in a problematic state.
Okay.
We know that this drive may have failed, or maybe pre-fail, or may have some problems or some really bad sectors now that it's been dropped from 6 feet from the mantle.
Yes.
So we're going to use instead DD Rescue, which is basically a front end for DD that does things differently in such a way that it will work better if there are bad sectors. You'll get more good data than you will from DD.
Awesome.
Okay, so that's installed using apt-get. So now it's a pretty simple command, but first of all, now I've got that drive plugged in. So if I type sudo fdisk-l, I'm going to see a list of all hard drives that are on my system. You see how SDB took a second to pop up there? That's the one. So how do I know if that's the right one? Now, my computer has not mounted it, so it's safe to do this. I'm just going to unplug it from my computer. Now, go back there and type sudo fdisk-l for list the available hard drives, and you see all I have is SDA. So now, as soon as I plug back in the USB 3 and then run that command again, give it a second to connect. There it is. So SDB is our drive. Once I've connected it, all of a sudden I've got this /dev/SDB. Okay? So that's our source drive. That's the one. So good news, Jeff, is that the drive is being detected.
That's great.
That's good great start. News. Absolutely. It's not saying nothing's there. So now we're going to use that DD rescue, and you can see that it is installed now. So if I type DD rescue, it'll say it's waiting for more information. What are you going to enter? It says both input and output files must be specified. Okay. So we're going to use super user do so that we have full access to the hardware. So sudo DD rescue. And we're going to, here's what we're going to do, -F and then the source device, so dev/SDB. Backing up really, really quickly before I get into that, do a df-h, okay? See my slash? It's 109 gigs free. Okay, that's something that is going to be a problem for me in this particular instance. This is a demonstration, so yes, we'll get away with it. It's 120 gig hard drive.
Oh.
What if it's full?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to run out of space on my destination drive before I get to the end of the drive.
That's okay. We can just wipe your laptop. It's all good. It's the PlayStation we're trying to save.
Okay. And this is key, too. We're going to write it to an image file.
Okay.
We're not going to overwrite my partitions.
Right.
We're not overwriting my hard drive. Never set your destination to /dev/SDA, my hard drive,
right,
because then you'll lose everything on your computer. Okay. Instead, our destination is going to be a file. Mm. Okay, so I know that in my particular system on my laptop, I do not have enough hard drive space to do this image, but for you, make sure you do, okay? And I can, again, I know that because it's a 120 gig drive, and I only have 109 gigs free. So, assuming I had more space, and this is okay for the sake of a demonstration, so sudo dd rescue, and then -F, and then the source, dev/SDB. Don't specify a partition. We're making an image of the entire hard drive. Then our image, we're going to put that into our home folder on the desktop, and we're going to call this ps3.img. Then we have an optional parameter here to include also a log file. We're going to export save to a log file.
Okay.
Why do we want to do that? With DD Rescue, I'm going to show you in a moment's time, you can actually resume. So if for some reason I have to stop, maybe I run out of hard drive space.
Right.
I can use an external hard drive, copy the image over, and continue on from where I left off. The log file allows us to do that. So check this out. I'm going to specify now, same folder, desktop as my destination, ps3.log. Now, I'm putting it on my desktop. You can put it anywhere you like, wherever you've got space. As soon as I hit enter, it's going to start the process. So far, Jeff, we've rescued 66, 98. There's our
numbers going amount. Up.
Yeah, it's going. It's moving nice and fast.
The number I like, though, is the errors zero.
Errors zero so far at 400 kilobytes read.
Okay, so if this works, does that mean it's not the hard drive that's the problem?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But so what we're looking at here is we're doing an image to my hard drive, and it's saving to not a hard drive, but an image file. See that ps3.img on my desktop down at the bottom left there? That's the file that is now becoming an exact duplicate, sector by sector, of your hard drive from your PS3.
Right.
Okay. So as it's doing that, it's going to notice, I'm having trouble copying this particular byte.
Yeah.
And then it's going to give us an error, and it's going to show us. So if those errors climb up, or if you start to see errors, then you know okay, this drive has failed or is failing or is not at all trustworthy. So if you see errors there, then we know that the drive is not trustworthy.
Right.
Now, before we get too far into that, look at my progress here, 2.1 megabytes. I'm going to hit Control-C to abort. It says interrupted by user. Now, remember what I said about using the log file?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to enter that exact same command now. I'm using the same ps3.img on my desktop and ps3.log on my desktop. And if I hit enter, watch where it starts. 2.2 megabytes.
Oh, look at
so
that.
So it instantly picks up where it left off. So I don't have to start over if for some reason this gets interrupted. So it's definitely a good idea to use that log file. And then we can pull that up anytime we need to resume. Okay. So just to speed things along, because this is just a demonstration and I've already been through this process for you, Jeff, the good news, this process completed and errors were zero.
That's awesome. Sort of.
Yeah.
So what is going on with my PlayStation? Robbie already said that it doesn't look like the motherboard is destroyed and
right.
and so on and so forth. So I'm gonna abort this process now. You're going to have to let that go for many hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that necessarily speed. With 120.
But I mean, if you're checking your hard drive to make sure it's safe, mm-hmm. you want it to do it thorough. So I'm not going to rush that process.
No. No, absolutely not. Now, nice thing too is because we're creating this image using DD Rescue, if the drive fails, or even if 6 months from now, if I've held onto that image, if the drive fails, I can revert back by now DD Rescuing the file back to a physical hard drive.
Okay.
It can also be used to DD Rescue to a Kingston solid-state hard drive.
Right.
Now, moving parts are gone, and you don't have to worry about it, so you've got a much more robust solution. Plus, it's faster, it's better, it's going to be more fuel-efficient and all the above, right?
But still won't make it kid-proof.
Still won't make it kid-proof, but a little more kid-proof.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to pull this drive out. We're going to pretend that we got there because we did.
Yes.
During my earlier tests.
Well, that's good. So I don't have to buy a new hard drive.
We don't have to buy a new hard drive, but do we have to buy a new PS3? So let's put this back in here, Jeff.
Okay.
Let's fire up that that action cam here.
All right.
Okay, so the process is exactly reversed. I'm just going to put this back together. Okay, so it's just like this. And Jeff, I'll let you take the action cam.
Please insert card.
Okay, there we go. You getting dizzy yet? Okay. Here we are. So we're just going to reassemble this. It's an easy process. And we're not getting... fortunately, we're not getting into the entire PlayStation. Whoa, you're like so sideways. I'm so confused here, Jeff.
There's that. A little bit better? Go over top.
Wow. Yeah, go over top.
I just didn't want the shine.
The shine.
I was trying to get the shine from the lights out.
That's true. To the shine, man.
That's right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I figured if I came on an angle, you wouldn't get as much light shine.
Okay.
You know, maybe somebody's got some sensitive
people
peepers.
Feel like they're falling.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody feels like they're falling now.
Listen. Maybe we just need to put one of those legal things about Category 5 may cause nausea. And
yes.
Seizures.
Okay, there we go.
Exactly.
Straight into here.
All right.
Whoa, Jeff. Whoa, man. Dude, okay, I'm going to do both.
You know what it is? I'm looking at the screen and not paying attention where I'm
looking at the camera. Okay, and I've put it in upside down now because I'm here, every
there,
which way.
Here we go.
Okay.
There.
Here we go. Okay. There. It's in.
All
now,
right.
Here's the thing. I want to give it a really good snug push
okay.
so that it's tight to the back plane.
Okay.
Okay? Because here is what I think the problem is. The drop kicked the drive off the back plane.
But it's screwed in.
No, it's not.
Well, but this screw here.
Oh, yeah, the screw on the top. But there's a fair bit of play there, my friend.
Is there? Okay.
Look at the play here. So he's thinking this screw is holding it in.
Oh, okay.
So consider the back plane is basically exactly like what I showed you here.
Okay.
Okay. It's this guy here. So in the back of that PlayStation, you've got one of these. And your drive plugs into it. And that kick from a drop will go, and now it's no longer making contact with maybe the power or maybe the SATA header or something
right.
along those lines. So I'm going to put that back in here. We got all kinds of angles here tonight on Category 5.
I know.
Okay, give it a good little snug push. And one thing I'll mention as I pull it out and put it back in many times, I kind of pushed it back this way as I was screwing it into the chassis. Okay, so it's not... So these screws have a little bit of play, too. I made sure that it was as far back in this chassis as I possibly could.
Smart.
Okay, so now I've pushed that in.
Okay.
Nice and snug. Now we've got this piece here, just the nice cosmetic bezel.
Yep.
Put that in. And finally, our screw. Just like so. Okay, nice and snug.
Okay.
There we are. Okay. This is the moment of truth, Jeff.
If this works, then I bet you a million people who have dropped their PS3s, they stopped working, and then they threw them out, are watching right now like
no, you
face
can't throw
palming.
Out a PS3.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I thought it was gone for good.
Well, and truthfully, that's where I went to immediately. I'm like, right. It's not working. Ah,
it's dead.
Crud.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, let's fire
okay,
up the
TV. Is it
working?
Is it working?
Well, let's, here, I'm going to kill the power here. Because I didn't realize our TV had gone to sleep. Okay, let's let it shut down.
All right.
Because this is the moment of truth, Jeff. And
right.
I'm really hopeful for your kid's sake, for your sake, for your sanity, and for your pocketbook. And your kid's piggy banks.
Yeah, it's true.
Brought to you in part by RCA. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Please work.
No signal.
I've
no
never signal. Been so excited.
Yeah?
What about the unboxing of the A? That was exciting, too.
I'm equal excited.
Okay, fair enough. Wow. That's like an emotional couple weeks here.
You should have seen me last week.
There's no
so
signal.
Hard I cried.
See, I know it's connecting because it just activated as controller number one.
Yeah, okay.
So the system's on. We're just not getting a feed.
Not getting a signal. Now, we're using the AV cable that you brought.
Yes,
in order
which
to do this.
I don't use at home. I go by HDMI.
Oh.
So, but the reason I brought the AV cable is because I didn't know what you had.
You brought the AV cable, but at home you use HDMI?
Yeah.
Is it possible that the PS3 has like a setting that tells it that you use HDMI?
I have no clue, but I know they broke the HDMI cable.
You can buy a new HDMI cable.
I can, yes.
Okay, so I've got an HDMI cable. We've brought the TV forward a little bit, and I've plugged in the HDMI cable. Let's try that. I'm going to just plug it into the PS3 here. I think it's running. Yes, it is.
It's running.
Okay. Because we're not getting anything off the AV cable,
no.
Even though we were before. And we'll switch over to HDMI.
Oh, look at that.
Is it working?
Look at that.
It's a working. Okay, well, can you guys see that? I can't really turn the screen very
That's
well because
okay.
we had to.
We have a short cable.
Yeah, we got a short cable.
Oh, look at that.
Oh!
It works. Now, okay, so one of the games I've downloaded is Minecraft for my kids.
Okay.
Is Minecraft
All right,
still there?
So let's see.
Oh, now that could be PlayStation Edition. That's the digital. Yeah, it's all there. Look at that. $250.
Saved. Nice.
Three children.
Look at that.
Saved.
Yeah. Now it's trying to push 1080p to a tiny, tiny little screen. I don't
even
know if the screen can handle it. But Jeff, there you go, man.
Oh, man.
The good news is it looks like we've been able to successfully get your PS3 up and running. Oh, there it goes. It's actually working. We've got an image that we've copied to the hard drive, and we've got, you know... How is that able to do...
Oh, yeah.
1080p?
Ethernet's not connected.
It needs Ethernet
right.
for the
yeah.
internet. Okay, so there we go.
That's awesome. Robbie?
Savannah? It's for you, my friend.
You're leaving me hanging, man.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That is
All right.
awesome.
Here we go. We did it.
Congratulations.
All right, so did you learn anything tonight? I wanted you to learn a little bit about data recovery so that you can create an image of these failing hard drives.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, you could have had a worst case. It could have been absolutely unreadable. In
absolutely.
In which case, we would have just pulled it out, put in a nice Kingston SSD and been able to get it up and running with a new
yep.
hard drive.
Yep.
That would have been option number two. The other thing is we could have encountered bad sectors and we could have gotten to the point where all of a sudden DD Rescue started erroring out. Well, the good thing is then at least we'd have an image of your games that are downloaded
right,
to the hard
yeah.
drive. Then we could image it back to a solid state hard drive, install that drive, and you'd be up and running with all your data.
Yep.
So there are, you know, a couple of different scenarios for you. Of course, this applies to your laptop computer, your desktop computer. If you've got a hard drive that is failing or has some bad sectors and you're not sure what to do, you can use DD Rescue on Linux in order to recover it, save it to new hardware, save it to an image file, so that you've got a really good backup of that particular hard drive. It's like taking a hard drive and zipping it into a file and saying, okay, now I've got it. Because now I can buy a new hard drive, and I can now bloat it onto there, and
right.
now that's an exact duplicate, including the UUID of the entire hard drive. So you can just boot from it, and it's
that's
good to
awesome.
Go.
Awesome. See, and it's funny, now you've got me thinking, going, I wonder if I should do like an image of my PS3 hard drive every month, just in case my
if
kids...
If there's data on there, the way I look at it, and backups are the same, if there's anything on your computer that you can't lose or that would be really hurtful to lose. I look at my laptops and everything. My laptop here, you know, I really don't want it to get stolen. We've
Fair
had
enough.
That happen. If it did, there is nothing, absolutely zero on my laptop that I don't have elsewhere that I need,
that's smart.
I care about. The only stuff that's on there that I don't have elsewhere is temporary files, renders of video and stuff that are already on the internet and already on my server. And
yeah, that's fair.
It doesn't matter. So so that's where you want to be. PlayStation's no different. If you've got games on it and saved games, the kids are going to be heartbroken if they lose saved games.
Yes.
They've worked hard to get there.
All the worlds in Minecraft.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's important to have a backup of that, I would say. Absolutely. And now you know how to get into the drive. You know how to get it out, how to do an image. And then if it ever came down to it, we could image it back to a new hard drive and you'd be good to go.
That's awesome.
Is there space on your floor where you can put it?
let's do one better. Okay, Jack. Here's what happened. He plugged your daughter plugged in the controller to the PlayStation up on the mantle, moved back because it was a very exciting moment in Minecraft, and crashed it to the floor. Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go out and I want you to get some wall warts. Some wall warts. Some 5-volt USB adapters that you plug in to the wall. That gives you a USB port, and typically you would use those to charge your phone.
Right.
I want your kids to have access to that, so now they can plug that in to the outlet, plug the controller into that, and if they pull on it, it's just going to come out of the wall.
That is a smart idea.
You can get them at the dollar store, Jeff.
I know. I bought a few at the dollar store.
Okay. Yep. I want you to do that. Don't waste any time.
My kids will be buying them from the dollar store.
That's right.
That's it. That's their punishment.
That's right.
That's perfect. Please. Take them to the dollar store. I want pictures of them standing in the electronics aisle with their wall warts. Okay?
Done.
We're going to see those.
You know, you say wall warts, and I'm thinking it's something out of Harry
Potter.
Little
5-volt transformers. Little 5-volt transformers that you charge your phone off of.
That's right.